We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. Hey, this is Jim Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM. We'll be right back.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to WYXR 91.7, Raised by Sound. And this is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. We're a little late today. I want to apologize for that. We had a little technical issues, but we straightened it out. And now we're straightening it out for the next, not quite an hour. We're going to lose a little time here, but that's all right. You just heard us at the great Booker Little, Memphis own brilliant product of Memphis City Schools, and a lot of great teachers here. Ended up at the Chicago Conservatory. We talk about Booker all the time. And this is a record. He ended up in the Max Roach organization. I can say that, can I? And put out a record under United Artists. And anyway, this has been released in several different versions. What we just heard was his virtuosic, is that a word? It is a word. Rendition of Milestones, of course, by Miles Davis. And this features another Memphian, George Coleman. We heard George Coleman on tenor saxophone. Heard Tommy Flanagan on the piano, Art Davis bass, Max Roach, of course, on drums. And, yeah, it's always good to start off with some Memphis music. Today, I have a few things planned, nothing extensive. I did want to, I am going to do a little piano set. I've been listening to a lot of pianists. I've been listening to some Oscar Peterson. Oscar Peterson had a birthday on the 15th. I've been thinking about Barney Kessel, great guitarist. There's been a few musicians I've been kind of checking out and going back over, and we'll look at some OP Oscar Peterson. I always like it when now with the social media, it has its pluses and minuses, doesn't it? But one of the pluses is, at least as a jazz fan, is almost every day, it's like, it's so-and-so's birthday, and then you'll see retrospectives. You'll see just a lot of content, over a variety of platforms. And the other day, just seeing all the Oscar Peterson stuff was very cool. Just like live footage, pictures, bio stories, just all kind of stuff. And he was a, I'm not going to go into a, we're not doing an OP show today, but quickly, if you're not familiar, Oscar Peterson hit the scene really in the like early 50s as this prodigy, this massive talent. He's a big man too, speaking of massive, but this virtuosic pianist that had come from Canada, which is not typically, especially at that time, where you would think of as a hotbed of jazz talent. But he indeed came from the Great White North and had made a huge impact, and people were comparing him to, critics at the time were comparing him to Art Tatum, who was a huge influence on him, but he had his own thing and had a massively long career, long relationship with Norman Granz and the Verve label and the various labels, but eventually Verve, and backed, his bands backed up tons of singers, were on countless records. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hear just a smidge, and we'll listen to some OP because it was his birthday. And this is his version of How About You. This is from, this is a little bit early. This is like an early 50s. So you kind of hear the early OP that everybody was getting excited about. How About You? Thank you.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from Arts Memphis, who has been working behind the scenes for 60 years to grow the foundation of Memphis arts.
GonerFest 21 is coming September 26th through the 29th to Rail Garden. The annual musical festival put on by Goner Records brings bands from all over the world to Memphis to celebrate rock and roll in the city where it was born. This year's lineup includes The Ripoffs, John Spencer, Derv Gordon, Felder Space, GT, Rosalie, Split System, and more, live and in person. Tickets and more information at GonerFest.com. Independent Bank is proud to support the diverse programming of WYXR that reflects and lifts up our community. More information how iBank can help you work toward your financial dreams at i-bankonline.com. Member FDIC.
All right, go support all those great things. Goner Fest, of course. Wow, I mean, it's that thing has been going on for when I was a baby. Not literally, but I was young when they started it. We just heard the young, he wasn't that young at this point, Barney Kessel, Mr. the great Barney Kessel, doing a really, really wonderful arrangement of Someday My Prince Will Come, Poll Winners. And we play a lot of the Poll Winner albums up here. Most of them took place in the late 50s, early 60s, or early 60s. This is an interesting one that I just got hip to. It's called Poll Winner Straight Ahead. This didn't come out until 1976, or was recorded and came out in 1976. Same band, Ray Brown on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. They were still floating around L.A. and doing stuff. Of course, it's the 70s. It's not the heyday of the record business in terms of, like, you know, Barney Kessel was on Beach Boy albums, and he was a major studio musician. But he was still very active. All the way through, I would say, into the 90s. I love this arrangement of Someday My Prince Will Come, and you can just hear the inventiveness and the, and just really the how great they were even still at this point, even though they were, this was kind of towards the latter part of their career. Before that, we heard Miles Davis from his Someday My Prince Will Come album. We heard his version of Old Folks. I've been dialed into this one, this album, Miles. I mean, of course, there's been a lot of talk of lately. There was an article on one of these online magazines on Kind of Blue, and it's been very sort of controversial. And anyway, I went back and was somehow, and that ended me up on Someday My Prince Will Come, this album, and which was like leads up to Kind of Blue, right? I think, or maybe it's right after, I can't remember, but it's around that period. Has a lot of the same players. Jimmy Cobb on bass, Wynt Kelly, both were on Kind of Blue or on this. And it's just really good. My friend Mark is a huge fan of this record. It's his favorite Miles record. Friend Mark is a trumpet player. And we had a lot, we had a dialogue about this record, and it's just really special. I think if you're not familiar, if you're not a big jazz head, or you know Miles Davis's name, go check out Someday this record, Someday My Prince Will Come. Every cut is just magical, and this version of Old Folks is just, you can hear them in the seat, you know, and you can hear the seat tweaking or scratch or whatever. There's a little squeak in the before he goes to the bridge section, which is really cool. And Hank Mobley sounds so good on the record, and John Coltrane makes an appearance, you know, which is interesting. I think he was just like floating around. He wasn't in the band at that point. Anyway, it's very great. And, you know, Miles Davis is such a, he's become such an iconic figure in American culture. You forget, well, there's a reason. I mean, he made these records, and sometimes as jazz fans, it's like, oh, well, I heard that one. You know, that was a record I listened to when I was a kid. You go back to him and the magic's all there. But anyway, Miles Davis, Old Folks, 1960 on Columbia. For that, Oscar Peterson, who had a birthday on the 15th of this month. Wonderful arrangement of How About You. This is from 1959. Of course, if you heard the early part of the show, I was talking about his long relationship with the Verve imprint, the Verve record label. This is from his Jazz Portrait of Frank Sinatra. Of course, Ray Brown is on this record. I think they had like a 30-year professional relationship. Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. I always loved the early Oscar Peterson trio with just guitar and bass, but I really honestly prefer, I think, the drummer and the trio. And you can hear just how phenomenal. I think that cut really just demonstrated how wonderful he was. And, you know, while we're talking about pianists, I think because my show got kind of messed up here because we started so late, but I think I'm going to go ahead and just go into my planned piano set, and we'll do that now, and we'll start with the great Ahmad Jamal, and I think who I got programmed here. I've got Ahmad Jamal and Bill Evans and then McCoy Tyner. That's not too shabby, huh? So we'll start with Ahmad Jamal's version of his early version of Poinciana. He had a later one at a live version, Pershing, that became very famous. It's probably his biggest hit, air quotes, hit. We're going to listen to the original version with just guitar and bass, and then we'll check out some Bill and some McCoy. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for WYXR, including our 2024 Stereo Session Series, comes from the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, honoring Memphis icons like Sid Selvage and many others whose enduring contributions to music are still inspiring and influencing people worldwide. The 2024 Memphis Music Hall of Fame ceremony will be held Friday, September 27th at the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts, honoring James Carr, The Gentrys, Jazzy Faye, Wicked Wilson Pickett, and more. More information at MemphisMusicHallOfFame.com.
Wow, that's a good, that's always a big party over there at the Music Hall of Fame. I've been a few times, and it's an incredible night of music and honoring these. Wilson Pickett, man, how has he not been in it since, or shouldn't he already be in his Hall of Fame? But that's great. They're getting him in, and Gentry. I mean, those all those names are critical to our music development here and history. Very cool. Go check it out. Sometimes there's a celebrity that pops up, too. You never know. McCoy Tyner, we just heard. We heard a whole set of 88 Keys. McCoy Tyner with his Today and Tomorrow album, 1964 and Impulse. It's kind of a mishmash of a couple different sessions, I think. We heard his wonderful trio version of Night in Tunisia with Butch Warren on bass, great Elvin Jones drums. For that, Bill Evans from his Trio 65 on Verve, Come Rain and Come Shine. And this is his kind of his group that he amalgamated after the Scott LaFaro, Paul Motion band, which is a very, if you're a Bill fan, you know, that's like the, that's kind of one of the, maybe the trio that kind of changed the game. And then sadly, the bass player, Scott LaFaro, who was a young virtuoso, he passed very young. And then, anyway, this is the trio after that. This is Chuck Israels on bass, Larry Bunker on drums. And he had this group, I think this was kind of his working group for many years throughout the 1960s. Great Bill Evans, just can't get enough of him. Before that, we heard an early Ahmad Jamal trio with Ray Crawford on guitar. And man, Ray Crawford, no one talks about him. Playing some excellent strings there with Israel Crosby on bass. That was the original version of Poinciana that would eventually be recut on a later live album that Ahmad Jamal put out that was like a big hit, actually. It was a very commercially successful album. Piano Scene of Ahmad Jamal on Epic is where you can get that original version if you so desire. But it's been released. You know, these things go. They put stuff out under, you know, throughout the years. They remaster, they repackage, all for the dollar. Unfortunately, like I said, we had started kind of late, but I didn't get everything in that I wanted to, all the songs I wanted to play. In fact, very little, actually. I had all kinds of stuff I wanted to do. But we did have fun, and we always... I'll be actually back here next week, so we'll see you again, and hoping to maybe have a special guest. Still working on it. Might be next week, hopefully. If you follow my socials, Joe Restivo, I'm all, you know, I'm on the gram and Facebook. I'll definitely announce it. I'm working on a little guest person who lives here in town who's a really amazing jazz musician. I want to come in. Maybe we'll have that next week. I'm going to go out with a little Grant Green. This is his version of Lullaby of Leaves with Babyface Willette. Been on a Grant kick as well. Love some Grant Green. We'll see you next week. Take care. Shelby's next. Thank you.
We'll be right back.